This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Whatsoever. I was like, hey, let's get our face right. Nope. Countdown. 3, 2, 1. Action.
Should we restart it?
No, we can't.
Okay. It's live. All right, it's live. Hello. Good evening. This is Shanora Lechner.
What are we doing? The news? What are you?
Hello and welcome.
So, hey, guys.
Hey,
oh,
Sammy.
Hey, Sammy. So,
I got a gold chain now.
I feel like this is important.
No.
So my best friend.
I just bought
I feel
one.
Like we should have. Oh, thanks, Leanne.
It's beautiful.
Hey, guys.
Can you whip it?
Whip it back and forth? Like, will
yeah.
I don't know.
That was, yeah, I like
whiplash.
It. Like the bounce.
Thank you. Bounce for the ounce. So, guys, this is my best friend, Dave Peace. He is here from Iowa. And he was like, we love corn, so we're just going to go to Indiana and get more corn. So I've been...
See what she doing there? You see what she doing?
He is here. Hey, Dorinda. So he is here with his family, his wife, and his 3 kids. And you know, they're not here.
Nope.
They're not in their living room right
now.
I'm
a single man looking for cougars.
So...
Rawr! I need a cougar to take me on, buy me some sneakers.
So you guys have probably seen me in Davey shirts. And what you didn't know is that my best friend is like a whole celebrity. So I have been MIA probably all day and not really doing too much of a ribbon because we have been spending time with the Peace family. We have been friends. Okay. That's a loose word.
We have known
each other.
That's where you got to start with.
Right. We have known each other since
middle
grade.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we were introduced to one another 7th grade. Because that's
seventh
when I
grade.
Became friends with Tiffany and met Tiffany.
I can see comments. I can't see them all, but yes. That, yep. Me and his Carmen Fudge's friend.
Hey.
So, and my customers. So, gotcha. Yes.
Well, no, so when do you think we became friends is a better question. So we met in 7th grade. See? You see? I'm leaving, okay? Check, please.
So we actually began an actual friendship 9th grade. You probably don't even remember this, but I was in overalls and it had to be either the first
or second
day. Oh,
you used to rock overalls.
I used to rock overalls like, a lot.
That was your outfit. Like if you had a default outfit
it
on
was
a video
overalls.
Game, it was overalls.
I was always in overalls. And so,
with the one button, right? Like it was one. They
I'm doing it again.
Around.
I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back. So
no one wore overalls except for Shanora. This is the late 90s.
We were at CAS, and next year is our 20th anniversary.
20 year high school
reunion.
Reunion, yeah.
And so, but he like I was on the stairs, and he was like, Tiffany told me to take care of you, or something like that. You were like, Tiffany sent me. We're gonna be friends, and I was like, I don't even know who you are. I don't even like you. But then we ended up.
Why are you so angry at me?
I don't know. I think it's because you took Tiffany.
I got you.
Beyonce's watching. Hey, Sandy, happy birthday.
Hey, what's up,
Sandy
bro?
Sandy turned 50.
I see Deontay in December.
50.
Who turned 50?
Sandy.
Ooh.
Actually, okay, so fun fact, Sandy is amazing because I did my very first Ruby Ribbon show at her house.
Wow.
I launched my business at her house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, shout out.
That's
you just letting
Sandy.
People come over. We're okay.
Yeah.
Call me.
Call me.
I need location. So.
Sandy.
I'm going to bring him a green screen. Now that's very dope of you.
No, see, so I always love Cindy. So anyways, guys, hi, Miss Reba. Oh, my goodness. Hey. So my best friend is here. I keep telling y'all that.
Bro, famous.
Okay. You seriously just called me a turkey. Girl, you look good. Shake it. You look good.
I'm going to go down the rap. I'm going to look at all your pictures that's public. Okay. Like, I'm checking you out the second. You know what? I'm about to do it right now. Okay. Y'all talk for a little bit.
So, guys, while he's looking up Cindy Kidder, because she looks amazing for 50, I want to tell you that there is a bundle deal going on right now. So, if you're not an Underwire Slayer suite, you need to get in there. We just did our Rock the Flag giveaway yesterday. And so, Krista was able to bless us with a video this morning, and so we are definitely still keeping her in prayer. But I wanted you guys to see us together, because usually when I'm live, he's like in the comments and stuff, and people was like, who is that? So we are so grateful to have our kids together. I never would have thought.
Yeah. It's wild, because it's what, how many years in the making?
That was okay.
You had your first girl. What year?
2011. So then.
Oh wait, tell me. So Drake is.
Drake and Kai are a week apart.
Get the freak out of here.
I know. So okay. So here's some. You guys want to get like some fun facts?
So it's 12 years in the making. Is what we're saying.
Yeah, 12 years in the making, and the kids have met before, mm-hmm. but now everybody except for Kobe.
Cause she a baby. She's not liked.
She's two. So she's running everything in the house. But the other kids are now old enough to say, oh, yeah, I know them. They've hung right. out back in... last time they saw each other was 2018.
19.
You got married in 2017.
Yeah.
And then Kai was born.
Oh, that was a year after.
I'm talking about the kids, not us. Yeah.
No, the kids. That was 2018?
That was 2018.
That's a long time ago.
He's old.
We went to a really bad arcade. I don't want to talk about it. I got bad memories of the situation.
It's traumatic. We was on the east side. And if you know anything about Detroit, you know the east side.
They were playing games where you had to, like, they would rob you for your coins. Like, I don't like that place. You know what? I'm bougie now. I'm in a new level of life where I don't.
Real brick.
This is real brick. This ain't a green screen, okay? Like, someone built this.
Oh,
I don't know where we're going with that. But listen. Yeah, long time. Our kids are together. She has three. I have three. You have two girls.
And a boy.
And a boy. And I have two boys and a girl. So.
And we might be cousins. We don't know.
That's a thing we need to figure out. Shout out to Erica, okay? We need to make some calls.
We need to make some calls. Hey, Candace. Oh. We call her Candace. So she is
one of my
Broadway beauties. She actually does like boat towing and stuff. She's like
boat towing.
Yeah, man. Like she.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, y'all. Oh, everybody jumping
thanks
on.
Thanks for popping in.
Yeah, thanks.
I shared it on my page, so I don't know if anybody gonna pop on. But.
Okay. Yeah. So we're here. We're having a fun time with the kids, but I just wanted to come and say hey and tell you like so, guys. Sometimes you'll see me share. Peace Talk podcast or Comedian Day Day. Some of you guys have been invited to his private group. He is a well-rounded comedian. And I always give like the disclaimer, like if you are part of my churches, you know, the saints and sometimes the ain'ts, then we can, then, you know, we can talk about, but his link tree, it should be connected to my page in the Underwire Slayer Suite. But he has been doing comedy and he has been winning. This is his winning season. And I'm just, okay. So I was trying to gas him up in Underwire Slayer Suite. He's like, I'm so proud of you. And I'm like, shut up. Because he's the one that's really winning. And a lot of the things that you guys like, oh, I could never do that behind the scenes. Is this one saying, why haven't you done this yet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why haven't you done this yet? But he's winning in comedy. And you've been doing this for so long. And one of the things that I love is that everything excellent that you're doing now, you did it from the beginning. And so a lot of people are just now catching on. But we've been able to watch like this whole journey. He pushed just as hard when he didn't even know like where he was gonna do his gigs. When it came to an album, do you realize there's some comedians, they wait until they'd have made it to make an album, and he did it now twice.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one was number one. Yeah. So I want him to tell you a little bit about his comedy. Are y'all cousins or not? She's in Alabama. We don't know.
We're not 100% sure. It's probably an 85% chance that we're not.
But
there's a good 15 that's out there. Like, I don't know. Your mom and my cousin. Like, you know, we'll see. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we learned some things today, and as close as we are, we've never talked about that part. So maybe we'll unfold it later. But I want him to talk about his comedy so that you guys can support his album. And if you're in the Underwire Slayer Suite, we did a live, and I did a special promo for his comedy album. So you need to check that out, too.
That's awesome. First of all, it's so amazing. For those who don't realize, she's got like 52 followers on here. 52,000 followers. That's amazing. I got like 12, okay? Not 12,000, 12 people. We'll talk about it. Hey, what's happening, Melissa? I had a comedy album that came out. It was a huge accomplishment for me, and I've been doing comedy for over 11 years. Quick plug. If you are in the Indianapolis area, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, I am at a concert venue called Black Circle. I have not been there, but they've been doing comedy for oh so long, and it's a huge honor for me to go there and headline. It's a free show, so if you want to come out, if you can come out, I know it's a Sunday, please do.
Yep.
As far as the albums are concerned, or just as far as winning season, if I can speak on it just a quick second. If 2020 didn't teach you anything, it's that all of this can be taken away at the drop of a dime. So it inspired me and encouraged me to go hard on all the things that were important. So if you have loved ones out there, kiss them a little longer, hug them a little tighter. Do the things that you really want to do, because who knows when the next thing is going to happen that comes and takes it all away. So there's no time like the present. And that's what this season has been about. It's just going hard. And I can say that I've had a lot of success because of it. So.
Yeah. Number one.
Yeah. Like in the world. Like, let's talk about that. Like, that is pretty big, because sometimes I blaze through it like, hey, it was a big accomplishment. I almost cried, and I don't cry a lot because I'm dead inside. Okay. So I am. It's like, I did. Yeah. You cry enough for everybody in the world. But no, like seriously, like I don't have a manager, I don't have an agent, I don't have a record company behind me. This is just one person that really believes in his craft and his art, and he wants to share it. And she may allude to it, like, it's not clean. I can do clean if needed, necessary, but to be honest with you, I like to just be as uncut and raw as possible, because that's where I'm still figuring out where the true, you know, voice comes from. So, yeah, I guess you got to give a disclaimer, but if you want to listen, and I'm sure you're going to laugh, I have two albums, but I tour all over the country, and I just believe in, like, just go for it. Whatever that thing is that you want to do that you're not doing, just go for it.
And he does churches, too. For the churchy people that's doing conferences and everything, he did a great gig. I almost forgot about that. I'm glad you mentioned it.
Yeah.
But, and he does, like, this little pageant. It's not little, but it's like for little people, right? I thought that was so cute.
Children, okay?
Preschool teacher. Comedy is comedy. Sometimes it's clean, sometimes it's not. Yeah, Candace, you would love his album, girl. You would love it. All right. So he did this pageant in Iowa, and it's like a little girl.
Yeah, it's all, you know what it, well, you know what it almost is? It's very similar to, like, Kids Say the Darnest Thing, because It's really just a thing where you ask a bunch of kids a couple of questions, but the things that these kids say and the comments that they have at times are just hilarious in itself. So I don't really have to work that hard, but yeah, I've worked with kids. I've done After Prom, where that was crazy and fun, but again, that was a PG 13. Let me say a couple of things. I perform for teachers. I perform for firefighters. Like, I can do it all, and, you know, I'm just at a point now where I'm just trying to, you know, get my name a little bit more out there. So I appreciate the platform to talk to 52,000 people on Facebook, but honestly, it's just great to be with my best friend and her family and us just mashing and just having a great time, and it's made this trip incredible for me, so thank you.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing, and we will have a special, if we can get to it, we'll have a special podcast. Some of you guys may notice, like, or know him because I've shared some of those things, but he also has a podcast that is, which is my favorite, because he talked, I always want to ask him, like, well, how did this show go? And now he's going and deep diving in and telling us about the show, so I feel like I don't have to wear him out and say, how did it go? Because once you perform, you're like, okay, I need to, like, go back into that space. And I even though I'm only going live, like, the kids will tell you, like, I'm like, all right, I did that. And go in my room.
Give me some quiet. Space.
Give me some space. Because it is just, you know, us, and you want to make sure you replenish. So, anyways, guys, that was it. We just wanted to come on here because we see each other. I saw you twice this year.
Yeah. Where? Oh, Arizona. Arizona. Yeah. Why? Just. Oh, you know what? Time out. I booked something in Arizona, and Shannon was like, I'll be there too. So. And that was awesome too.
We were supposed to be going on a big trip.
That was the first time you saw me perform comedy, right?
No, that was back in 2020.
When it was the pandemic. Yeah, it shut a lot of things down.
I came before everything shut down.
I know, I remember now.
Oh, okay.
So but that wasn't a good show. Did you see me at the club?
Yes.
Oh, the club was good.
I've
had some bad shows.
I was able to see a good show and a hood show. It was so funny. Like, I remember I got out the Uber and then that was my first time to Phoenix and everything was in lights. He was like, right this way.
You were bamboozled. After that show, it was a wrap.
Look, and these ladies, they were like, oh my gosh, you know Davies, you need to make sure he says something about Baby Shark. They were like trying to convince me, and I was like, I am not his wife. So that was fun. But then, like, 2 days later, we go to this other show, and it was like,
yeah, you got to bring your bulletproof vest.
I appreciate you because there are some people just like, I'm not about to perform there. And I do agree that you need to be selective, but you have such a diverse, like, network base. That you're just like, no matter how big I get, there is just some spaces that you're going to make room for. So I honor that. I think that's pretty great. And you need to have all those great experiences, whether it's in a grand room or a hood room, where the bartender don't want to give you anything. I was like, what is she mad? I just want some water. She was like, you're going to get those things. But it's always an honor to watch him do his thing, listen to the podcast. And one thing that I accredit him to is that it's not just humor. He also makes you think. So check out Davies Comedy. What's your link tree?
It's a link tree, or, you know, you got to say it. You got to spell a certain way in order for you to go where you need to go. Mm-hmm. But it's Davies Comedy, but linktr.ee/Davies Comedy. And check it out and be a part of the, I call my comedy journey the magic. So be a part of the magic because I really like where I am and I really like where I'm going. So thanks.
Well, thanks for being here.
Anytime, maybe. The drive to Fort Wayne was terrible, okay?
It was, wasn't it?
There's so many tolls.
Well, I did that for your wedding.
You know what?
I'm so glad that.
I'm glad I can come back because, you know what? You and the family are definitely worth it, so.
We are worth it. Really, it's just me. The kids are a bonus. But I love it. Like, our kids are getting along.
I came here for George and Shannor showed up. So let's talk about it.
True. Everybody likes George. Everybody likes George.
I hugged him first. That's important to share. That's important enough. Thank you.
And he's wearing your shirt. Oh, George might actually come on camera. Oh! Making history.
Sexy. This is great.
Did you show your face?
Everybody who missed it, they're going to have to come back and watch it.
You're going to have to do hashtag replay. Yeah. Well, y'all do hashtag George because I be trying to get him on here. He'd be like, no. Y'all can go see that one reel where he was on the show.
And he was on your podcast episode. Your first guest. Plug the podcast.
Yeah. So, okay. So, Peace Talk Podcast.
Nope. Not that one.
You can catch Shamama on there, too. So, you can hear some of my very first podcast episodes on the Peace Talk Podcast. And then the Soul Purpose with Shamama podcast, which this next week is going to be featuring Day Peace. You can hear a little bit more from him. There's going to be a lot of laughter. So, anyways, Yeah, we're going to get back with the family and laugh some more. We're not going to get back with the family?
No, I'm drinking. Okay. Watermelon.
Watermelon. You want a watermelon? I actually did want a watermelon. Okay. All right.
Thanks for tuning in.
I love you and I mean it. Have a great weekend.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.